You are Locked On Blue Jays, your daily podcast on the Toronto Blue Jays, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, Blue Jays fans, and welcome to Locked On Blue Jays, your daily dose of Toronto Blue Jays talk directly into your headspace, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm your host, AJ Andrews of JaysFromTheCouch.com, and this episode is brought to you by Locker Room. Download the Locker Room app from the iOS App Store and find one of our Locked On Rooms. Locker Room, changing the way we talk about sports. I am changing the way I'm talking about things today, because I have a win to talk about, which I like. Blue Jays end up winning tonight and evening their series with the White Sox after a 6-2 decision. And yeah, it feels like a complete reversal of fortune from everything that happened on Tuesday. Which, if you did not check out that episode, go, you know, listen to me be angry for 20 minutes while trying desperately to get to the part where I can talk about Robbie Ray. It was a weird game. Like I said, this episode is titled, "It Seems Like Turnabout is Fair Play," of all the losses that the Blue Jays bullpen had been dealt the past few weeks. It was nice to see someone else's bullpen implode for a change. And I kind of think we have to start there because, you know, as much as I could say Robbie Ray deserved a lot better for his performance on Tuesday, Lance Lynn deserved a lot better for his performance today. Lynn was just dominant, aside from one pitch that got away from him against Randall Grichuk, who, like, Grich, if you make a mistake, he will pound it into the sky. But, you know, it's hard to find a mistake, really, against Grichuk sometimes. But hey, he got the homer. That's the important thing. But Lynn was cruising for seven innings. Just gave up the one run, struck out nine Blue Jays. It looked like another tight loss that the Blue Jays were heading to. And then the appropriately named Adam Bummer emerged, and the clown show commenced. Very, very happy for the clown show. Let's face it, would have been a much kinder inning to the White Sox had, you know, their players actually executed on the field. But Blue Jays were given life at the bottom of the lineup when Riley Adams came in for Reese McGuire. Struck out, but was on a wild pitch that Yasmani Grandal could not handle. And Adams motored to first. And then infield single, walk from the top of the lineup. Vladdy didn't try and do too much. He just took what Adam Bummer was offering, and he offered balls. Yes, I know what I said. And then, like, you could see La Russa just trying to stem the tide. Cody Hewer. Don't know why I said Colton Hewer. I don't know who that is. Anyway, Cody Hewer is called in to try and stop what was going on. I mean, he tried. But Tim Anderson threw away a Teoscar Hernandez ground ball. And two runs scored on the play. Like, that really should have been it right there. It was another instance where, you know, a Blue Jays batter tried to do too much and ended up grounding into a double play. But Tim Anderson threw that ball away. and two more runs across the plate. And that was it. And we'll talk about how the bullpen did tonight, because they do deserve some credit after I savaged them yesterday. But, I mean, top of the ninth, even more. Joe Panik gets that double. And then two more errors from the White Sox in that inning. A throwing error from Adam Eaton. And then an error at first by Jose Abreu trying to get another double play. Because, I mean, Riley Adams, not the fleetest of foot, but Marcus Semien, I guess, got into Jose Abreu's head. I don't really know what happened, but either way, that was it. That was the nail, and the White Sox gave this game away. Yeah, Adam Bummer put him in a bad position, but the White Sox defense there was hilarious. Four errors in that game for the White Sox. I don't know how often that's going to happen for the Blue Jays, but hey, you definitely take advantage of those opportunities when the opponent gives them to you. They did not do that enough on Tuesday. They made it happen today. Some heads-up base running, got extra runs across, and made what was a nail-biting game into something that, you know, was a de facto win by the time Tim Meza strode out for the ninth. And like I said, again, Blue Jays were bound to get a little bit of luck their way. I mean, I don't think they expected how they got it tonight. And, you know, we should mention that the White Sox did take a hit injury-wise, as Nick Madrigal had to come out. And Madrigal's been hitting very well for the White Sox. He's been slab-hitting the ball, but he hits it all over the place. So that is actually a pretty big loss at the bottom of the lineup for the White Sox. So, you know, the Blue Jays got a lot of things handed to them tonight. I don't think it'll come that easily in the finale. And we'll be talking about the finale in the final segment. We'll be doing a little bit of a preview. But I need to touch on the circumstances of tonight's game. Because you can argue Toronto should not have won tonight. And I'd be hard-pressed to go against you. But, like I said, sometimes you just gotta take those when you get them. One thing you gotta take when you get it, though, is the opportunity to check out Locker Room. Locker Room is the first social audio platform made for sports fans. It's free to download on the iOS store. And once you're in, you can talk to fans, athletes, and insiders in real time about your favorite team or sport. You can start conversations about the league, go on there for watch parties, debates, post-game breakdowns, and reactions for big news and rumors. There are Lockdown hosts on there from across the network. Once it's on Android, I'll be joining. So if you're on an iOS device, download the free Locker Room app now. Be sure to create a profile, link your Twitter, and join the group of your choice. There are lots of incredible rooms on there. Like I said, when it's on Android, I will join y'all and let you know when the Lockdown Blue Jays room is live. So download the Locker Room app today. Locker Room, changing the way we talk about sports. This episode is also brought to you by Lucy.co. Lucy is a company founded by Caltech scientists and former smokers looking for a better and cleaner nicotine alternative. And they found some alternatives that don't suck, which is great. They've been developing these products for 3 years to be made for people. They've made a nicotine gum that comes in wintergreen, cinnamon, and pomegranate. Pomegranate's an interesting choice. And they have a lozenge that comes in cherry ice, citrus, and mint. These lozenges and gums are FSA and HSA eligible and will hopefully help you quit smoking, because I know smoking is a disgusting habit. I've never been a smoker myself, but my brother is trying to quit. He has a 2-year-old niece that He doesn't need to be smoking around and smelling like tobacco. So, give Lucy.co a try if you're looking to quit yourself. You can just subscribe. They will deliver the products directly to your door. And if you use the promo code LOCKEDONMLB, you will get 20% off all products on your first order. All the gum, all the lozenges, everything. So, Lucy.co, that's .co. Use the promo code LOCKEDONMLB at checkout. And I will let you know right now, just a disclaimer, this product does contain nicotine derived from tobacco. Nicotine is an addictive chemical, so you can try and switch to a cleaner alternative to cigarettes with Lucy.co today. So, the pitching actually held up tonight, and that's a lovely change, because it means I don't have to spend another 20 minutes yelling into my microphone, which is not how I want to spend my weeknights. I want to spend it talking about the good things that the Blue Jays are doing. And, you know, we do have to start with Alek Manoah, who, you know, after getting roughed up in that start in Miami, I think he had a lot to prove to himself just going out there and trying to make sure that everything he'd been doing wasn't a mirage. It's kind of similar to Vladdy when he came up in 2019 and 2020 and got decked for the first time. Like, Manoah's had a pretty clean rise through the organization. So it was good to see what he was going to do to try and bounce back. And for the most part, he did well. He needed 90 pitches to get through 5 innings, but he only gave up 4 hits. Walked 2 batters, struck out 4, only gave up 1 earned run because, much like the White Sox later in the game, the Blue Jays handed the White Sox a run early as Vladdy could not handle Jake Lamb and let him get on base. You know, that is the kind of performance that the Blue Jays needed just to, you know, get the assurance that Manoah was able to make the adjustments after the Marlins just found every single pitch he was throwing. So, fine with that. Was more worried about the bullpen because, again, bullpen yelling. But it was good. I would not have used Anthony Castro in the 6th. I mean, yeah, it's a tight game, but I just don't know if I would have gone to him that soon. I mean, I guess you do have to look at the placement of the order. Because Anthony Castro was brought out to face Jose Abreu. And then Yasmani Grandal and Adam Eaton. Now, Abreu, I can understand. He's the defending American League MVP for a reason. That makes sense. Yasmani Grandal is batting 155 and Adam Eaton's batting 199. I'm not as worried about them. I probably would have been fine if, like, Joel Pants had been summoned. Like, even to deal with Abreu. But Charlie made the call. He got Castro in there. Castro, scoreless inning. Looked good. He got good Tyler Chatwood tonight. Needed just 12 pitches to get through his inning. 9 of them were strikes. So, that's a nice change. Couple of ground outs. It was great. Great to see that. And then, Jordan Romano coming in for the top of the 8th. That's as the Blue Jays took the lead. Made sense. Again, You're looking at lineup placement there. Tim Anderson, Yoan Moncada. Those are the guys who are dangerous if they get on base. So I understand that. What was the plan after Romano went in, though? Was it going to be Pamps to close it out? I don't know. In the end, Tim Mayza got the call. And Mayza posted another scoreless inning, which is what he's done since May ended. He did give up that unearned run against Houston on Sunday, but, you know, that's still five outings for Meza where, you know, he didn't give up multiple runs, which was his problem in all of May. So, positive steps from the bullpen. Is it still, you know, beyond reproach? Absolutely not. Still needs work. I still won't be satisfied until, you know, something's done to solidify that pen. But for tonight, it worked. Everything moved as it was supposed to. And as I said, the White Sox did not get that. So, it's hard to argue with results, but y'all know me. I'm pretty good at finding stuff to argue about. One thing I won't argue about, though, is Built Bar, because Built Bar is tasty. It's delicious, and it has so many different flavors to choose from. You can get coconut, coconut almond, mint brownie, salted caramel. They've got peanut butter brownie, cookies and cream. 9 delicious flavors for you to choose from. There's something for everyone, but seriously, get mint brownie and get cookies and cream. Those are the best ones. Or get a mixed box and you get all of them. And all the bars have between 17 and 18 grams of protein, between 130 and 180 calories, and just 4 or 5 grams of sugar. Since they've been sending Built Bars here, I've lost, I think I can officially say 15 pounds now. Because I was around 260 in the spring of last year. I'm down to 245, so getting there. So order today, get you some Built Bars, use the promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off that first order. That's promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com and get you some tasty Built Bars sent directly to your door. And right now, if you actually do it, I'll throw this in too. You get a travel cooler as well to put your Built Bars in to make sure they don't get smushed. So BuiltBar.com, promo code LOCKED15. And get a cooler for your Built Bars to make sure they don't melt in the sweltering heat of the summer, because it's here. And speaking of summer, summer means baseball. Summer means Euro 2020. Summer means other sports that happen in an air-conditioned venue, like basketball playoffs and hockey playoffs. And if you want to get in on the action and place your bets on that, betonline.ag is the way to do it. It's the fastest and easiest way. They have a bunch of news, sign-up bonuses, contest information that you can check out on whatever device you're using. And if you head to the website to sign up today, you will receive a 15%... Oh, 15. What am I talking about? 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit with the promo code LOCKEDON. So, don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their runs to the playoffs at betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
You are Locked On Blue Jays, your daily Toronto Blue Jays podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
So, the Blue Jays have a chance tonight to get a series victory against a division-leading opponent. Couldn't do that against Tampa Bay last month. They got swept in 4 straight. And it sucked to watch. Not even gonna mince. It was pretty dreadful. But yeah. And then they did alright against Oakland earlier in the season. But we'll see how the turnaround comes around, especially since they did not handle Houston well. They lost 4-6 to Houston. So, we'll see. They'll have a chance to take that season series from Oakland in the second half. But being able to, you know, stop the White Sox in their tracks, especially at the stadium in the South Side, Guaranteed Rate Field. Ugh. Terrible name. They are in a prime opportunity to do that and reestablish themselves as a team that needs to be respected in the playoff hunt. And I think a lot of people got off that Blue Jays bandwagon during that six-game slide when they were just wrecked by the Rays. And, I mean, it put the Blue Jays in a bad spot anyway. I mean, they're now fourth in the division. They'll have a chance to leapfrog the Yankees with this game on Thursday. But they need to reestablish themselves. And having your ace on your mound makes it a bit easier with Hyunjin Ryu going against Dallas Keuchel in the finale before the Blue Jays start a four-game series with those Red Sox. So, what's going to be the key? They're going to need Ryu to be Ryu. Like, Dallas Keuchel isn't the Dallas Keuchel that was winning World Series games for Houston. He's very much hittable nowadays, and he's had some control issues. At least when you compare him to Hyunjin Ryu. So, there is an opportunity for the Blue Jays to take advantage. They have struggled against lefties in the past. They do have a very righty-dominant lineup. But, again, with Ryu on the mound, you at least know that the White Sox offense should be kept in check. And we don't know the status of Nick Madrigal, as I mentioned. He was leading them in batting average. He was their only 300 hitter. So, it should be a little easier for Ryu to work his magic. He just needs to be able to, you know, keep things in the park. Essentially. And I know, that sounds overly simplistic. Like, of course, if you don't give up home runs, you will have success. But that game against Houston, where, you know, he, again, got touched up by a grand slam, Martin Maldonado, doing the honors. Like he's a pitcher who has to bend but not break, and he's broken a couple times. So he needs to go out there and get back to, you know, that bending mentality, but not letting the dam break. Because if we get in a position where Jeremy Beasley is coming back out and is required to throw multiple innings, that's not going to bode well for the Blue Jays' chances in this one. Single inning, maybe. Maybe I can tolerate Jeremy Beasley being called on for three outs. Maybe. But I would be much happier if, you know, the Blue Jays had the option to get someone out there who's not as likely to be pitching in a blowout. So we'll see. They've churned through a lot of relievers these first two games. They used four today. And then I believe it was four yesterday too. No, just three, sorry. But still, that's seven of the eight guys that are back there. I think Pamps is the only one who is completely fresh in the Blue Jays bullpen right now. So, if Ryu wants to go deep in this game, it would be greatly appreciated. Obviously, we'll see what the Fates have in store. But, you know, with a lot of guys just maybe not being as fresh, they will have Rafael Dolis for that game, so they're not completely thrown blind, but I think, as Tuesday showed, CJ Edwards can't be relied upon to be, you know, that famous CJ Edwards that was so electric for the Cubs. So yeah, if Ryu wants to go seven innings, that'd be great. That would be greatly appreciated, especially during this stretch that the Blue Jays find themselves on, where again, they have a long stretch of games all in a row. Trying to think. I don't think they have an off day until June 21st. So, it's a long run. It's a long run of games. let's hope we get through it, and you know, we'll play the reliever conveyor belt, I guess, for a little bit. They still have guys like Nick Allgaier on the roster, so they have options. You have options too. I mean, you can listen to this podcast on Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Stitcher, Spotify, the Odyssey app. So many different options, and you can subscribe to the podcast on all of them. So you should probably do that. Also, you can check out the Locked On Today podcast. You get more of the sports news you need in less time with the Locked On Today podcast. I'm wondering if they're going to be talking about Deshaun Watson wanting to be in Denver. That seems like something. Or you know, Phoenix just absolutely wrecking Denver. Just very Denver-centric. Who knows? We shall see. So check out Locked On Today, wherever you find your podcasts. You can follow Locked On JS on Twitter and Facebook at that name. Episode links usually posted on the Twitter feed. And you can follow me on Twitter at @A_J_Andrews. The underscores are there because Twitter is dumb. And I keep seeing things that I hate. So, I appreciate y'all trying to make it a better place. I will say that. In the face of so much hate on that website. I appreciate y'all. Anyway, we'll do this again. Hopefully we'll be talking about a win. I like talking about wins far more than I like talking about losses. So, until then, for everyone at the Locked On Podcast Network and everyone at JaysFromTheCouch.com, I'm AJ Andrews. Thank you all so much for listening to this episode. And y'all take care.